Now he's talking about the new birth in our life. And that's only the beginning. Because a new birth is us having Jesus in our heart. But Paul spoke to the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 3 and says, I pray that your inner man may be strengthened, that you may that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. See, when the presence of God touch us, there is a strength that comes. And as our inner man is strengthened, the person of Christ can dwell in a greater measure through our lives. And that relates to the priesthood of Melchizedek. And then the Lord is at our right hand. He executes His judgment. Also turn to the book of Psalms. And 110 and look at verse 6. He shall judge among the nations, he shall fill the places with dead bodies, he shall execute his many countries, he shall drink of the brook by the wayside, therefore shall lift up the head. Now the lifting of the head means that God shall exalt. And that talks about God coming as a judge. Him whom you can trust. His power is so great. In chapter 7 of the book of Hebrews, we talk about the better covenant in verse 22. By so much more, Jesus has become a surety of a better covenant. And there were many priests because they were prevented by death from continuing. But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he ever lives to make intercession for them. And so, it's the person of Jesus. That's the better covenant. We have an eternal priest, and we have him not only at the right hand of God, we have him living on the inside. We have his presence, we have his person. And there is a rest that comes. Faith is a rest. Have you reached that rest? If you have not, that's the reason why your prayers have not been answered. That's why there is such turmoil. Enter into His presence and let His person fill you. Then from chapter 9 to chapter 10, talking about that rest, He now speaks about our heart. Chapter 8 to chapter 10. 8, 9, and 10. It has to do with our heart. Why is the heart important? Because that's where you can lose your faith. Notice in the book of Mark chapter 11 verse 24, it says that whoever will say to this mountain, be removed and be planted in the sea, it says, and shall not doubt in his heart, shall have what he says. When you have spoken, you must guard your heart. Because Satan will try to displace your heart. We must guard our heart against doubt, against despair, against anxiety, against fear. We must guard against all those things. We know that fear comes from the devil. We know who gives is the author of all fear. It's told to us in Hebrews 2, there is the devil. We also know how fear comes. It comes to wrong knowledge. The devil tries to feed the wrong things into your life and produce fear. Faith comes by the word. Fear also comes through the word, but the wrong word. And we need to also know what the essence of fear is. Say, what is the essence of fear? We know who gave that fear, who is behind the fear. We know how the fear operates. It operates by misinformation, wrong information, and by lies that the devil brings. See, without information, or rather wrong kind of information, there can never be fear. Man, Adam and Eve fell because they took off the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Before they fell, Satan has to feed Eve the wrong information. Misinformation and wrong information and lies produce fear. That's how it comes. Now, what is the essence of fear? Fear is basically insecurity. I repeat again. The root of fear is insecurity. And that root has many children. Inferiority complex, phobias, etc. But the root of it is insecurity. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18, perfect love casts out fear. Darkness is the absence of light. Fear is the absence of love. And when love is absent, people are insecure. A child that is denied love becomes an insecure adult and a fearful adult. An adult who feels unaccepted and rejected will have fear come into their lives. You see, the root that by which the devil rules the world, according to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 15, is by fear. And the way God rules the world is by love. If you were to examine your heart, as long as you're not secure in the love of God, we feel sorry that there are not enough human examples. Sometimes our own parents or mothers or brothers or sisters or friends or Christian leaders or people around us do not demonstrate the kind of agape Christian love. The kind of unconditional love. Everybody's love tends to be conditional. And so people grow up insecure. And although a person looks 99% perfect, yet 1% of them could be insecure because they have not been touched in the area of their life. In our souls are many rooms, some bigger than others. There may be a few hundred rooms in our soul. As we grow in Christ and allow Christ to walk through every room, the light fills. But I can assure you, if there's any room in your life where there's darkness, that Jesus' light has not shined, there will be fear. There are two qualities about love. It casts out fear and it is perfect. We can only give Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6. We have been made accepted in the beloved. Know that you have been loved by God. You know, people who are loved are people who are full of faith. People who are loved are people who are fearless. And we need to deal with that. In chapter 8 to chapter 10, we find it deals with the heart. We must guard the heart from fear, from doubt. And the most important thing, it is present in chapter 8 and it is present in chapter 10. So let me read both parts. Verse 10 to verse 12, chapter 8. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor, and none his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. God says, I will write my law in their hearts and in their mind. Then in chapter 10, he repeats it again. Verse 16 to 18. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts and in their minds. I will write them. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. And when there is no remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sins. And where there is remission of sins, there is no longer an offering for sin. In other words, we need to remove all condemnation and all sin and guilt out of our lives. And it's only the blood of the Lamb that comes because of the love of the Lamb. You notice that fearful people can be handled by love. That's the only way you could handle them. And of course, demons have to be cast out. But casting out demons is easy. Ministering to those who have formerly been dwelt in by demons is a more difficult thing. See, the demons may be out and the house is now cleansed. But unless the house is filled with love, there is still great potential for the enemy to play havoc. Which is why love is the greatest. Love is still the greatest. And here it deals with love. Love must be so full in our heart, and the blood cleanses us. And let's look at chapter 8. And he speaks here of a better covenant built on better promises. And let's analyze verse 10. He says, I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I'll put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. Then notice the difference in chapter 10, verse 16. I will put my laws in their hearts and in their minds, I will write them. Opposite. Notice a progression. First of all, before he can write in our hearts, he has to go through our mind. And although we have spoken, faith speaks, faith rests. But do you know that there are two areas, if you don't take control, you can never rest: your heart and your mind. Unless those two areas are surrounded by Philippians 4 verse 7, the peace of God that passes understanding, that garrisons your heart and your mind, there will be no true faith, no true rest. And so what must we do? Before it gets written in our heart, we must write on our, we must put them into our mind. Which means that we don't fully understand them. When you put something down, there's no understanding that much yet. But you're just saturating your mind. When there's a doubt, you put it in. When there's doubt, you put the word in. When there's some more doubt, you put more word in. And it gets written in your heart. I will put my laws in their mind and write them in their heart. So now it gets written in the heart. And then, in chapter 10, he now Because he has free access to your mind is now submissive.